regarding the foods that we eat on the first night, or according to some customs, on both nights of the holiday. I'm referring to the lubia and the rimon and the dates and the leek and the gourd and so on and so forth. There is a interesting Kafa Chaim that writes, let's say, for whatever reason, a person can't eat those items. Let's take, for example, a halachic reason. Let's say the figs or the dates, they have bugs. They're all infested. He opens it up, of course, like the halakha says, you open it up to check it, to see, to make sure that there's no bugs inside. He just can't eat them. They're all infested. What is he going to do now? Or let's say he has an allergy towards them. Or he doesn't like them. He can't eat them. He can't taste it. So halakha says it's okay to point to it. Which means you can make the Yehirat Zon like we make, Shana Tova Mtuka, and you point to the apple. They base this on the fact that in the Gemara, where they learn it from Horayot Daf Yud Bet, there's different texts in the Gemara. Some say when you eat it, and some say when you point to it, when you look at it. So therefore, since we're only trying to make a remez over here for a good year, it would be enough in a case where one cannot eat it for whatever reason to point to the item, like we do on Pesach, Maror, Zeh, Matzah, Zuh, you can point to the food that's on the table and make the proper Yehi Ratzon.